The RCAF base in Germany, where I live from age 13 to 17, was a fighter base. You could always tell the fighter pilots from the other personnel. They had a certain swagger, and of course we teenage boys thought they were the coolest. The fighter squadrons today fly the aging CF-18 Hornets, which the federal governments were supposed to be replacing with newer state-of-the-art airplanes. In the last election, Justin Trudeau pledged not to buy the F-35 stealth fighter, which was the preferred option of the Harper government. So we've looked at and rejected the idea of buying some brand new Super Hornets, and on the table right now is a proposal to buy some used F-18 Hornets from Australia and convert them for our use. But whatever they end up buying, here's the problem according to Canada's Auditor General. We don't have enough pilots to fly them or technicians to maintain them. You can't just lay the blame on the Liberals because the problem dates back prior to 2015, but the current government appears to be dawdling on the issue as much as the previous government. We have a 22% shortage in F-18 technicians, and some we do have aren't fully qualified. Plus, we lose more fighter pilots than we train each year, and some we do have don't get the required hours of flying time. Our defense minister, from my point of view, pays lip service to the problems while time drags on. On a bright note, if you're a young person who'd love an Air Force career and you think you may have what it takes to be a fighter jock, this may be a good time to check it out at the nearest recruitment office. I'd be up for it, but they don't take people my age. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.